On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU volleyball team. A 3-1 weekend last weekend at the Dickinson State Tournament. This weekend we'll travel to the Moorhead Tournament. Jesse Beth McCannell, a junior setter from the team, joining us right now. For starters, you are from Canada. I thought everybody in Canada played hockey. How'd you get into volleyball?
I actually have never played hockey.
Can you skate?
Yes, I can skate, yeah. But I don't know, my family has been really into volleyball for a long time, and I just got into it when I was really young and kept playing.
How'd you end up here?
Well, my mom's from here, so it's like my second home, and then volleyball brought me here.
You guys, I don't want to say have struggled the last couple of years, but the wins weren't there that you wanted. You start the season this year 3-1. It sets the bar kind of high, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. But, you know, everybody's working hard and just really looking forward to this year.
Your main role on the team is as a setter. Is there any one particular player you like setting to any better than anybody else?
Well, right now everybody's stepping it up and just, you know, hitting very well. And so it makes my job easier.
How have you personally reacted to the first few weeks of practice, and now we're through one weekend of matches, and how have you changed your game or tweaked your game or tried to improve your game?
Well, I'm learning a lot as being a setter, and learning, you know, what different hitters like, and I think I'm working on that, but the team chemistry is there and everything's just flowing, so it's a lot of fun.
What, in your mind, what's the team need to do to have a successful weekend this weekend in Moorhead?
I think we just need to go in there with our heads up and just play consistently. You know, we've been doing a lot of work and practices and what we need to do in different situations. And, yeah, just go there and do our thing.
Volleyball program here the past few years has been very, very, very young. You finally have some upperclassmen this year. Not that this conference is ever easy, because it isn't. There's, I think the last I checked, there were 5 teams ranked in the top 20 in the country that are all in this league. But how does it get easier when you've kind of been there and done that before?
It just brings a lot of experience, like different situations and everybody has gone through, and just more confidence, I think, overall. And yeah, and since the group has been with each other for a long time, it just gets easier and we're comfortable with each other.
Bear with me during this question. For instance, in softball, if a pitcher senses that the hitter is nervous or scared, well, they've already struck that batter out. Is volleyball like that? I mean, can you sense blood, and can you just attack and put a team away just by looking in their eyes?
Well, you can't take anything for granted. You just have to play your game at start. Don't sink to any level, and yeah, I guess you can a bit, but you just gotta play your game.
The rationale behind that question was, when you get into the conference and are playing these difficult teams, you know, the deer in the headlights look can get you to lose right away. But do you guys feel more confident now going into the conference here in, what, a week or week and a half?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think we're more confident, and I think we're just realizing the potential we have, and we all want to do well this season, I think.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.